Is this too little too late by the official party?
I think it's a little late. I do.
Calls for that consolidation have echoed for months now amid growing concerns the Democratic vote could be split so much among these nine leading Democratic candidates, allowing for a Republican-on-Republican race in the top two runoff in November.
Kind of an existential crisis potentially in this governor's race.
So you have nearly a dozen Democrats who have been staring into the mirror, and what they see coming back at them is governor.
Hicks, in a Tuesday letter asking lower-performing candidates not to declare their candidacy ahead of this Friday's candidate filing deadline, which would put their name on the June ballot. And a stern message for candidates that still march on.
To be prepared to either get viable or get out. I'm only giving them the opportunity and inviting them to be a collective part of solving this challenge that we're all facing.
So why not call on specific candidates to drop out? Hicks says the polls speak for themselves.
This letter from you and leadership, is this the most kind of involvement, quote unquote, we're going to get ahead of the primary?
Only time will tell. I mean, this is a first step, and I think it was the best step for today.
The most recent poll from the nonpartisan Public Policy Institute of California shows five are essentially tied, Republicans Steve Hilton and Chad Bianco, alongside Democrats Katie Porter, Eric Swalwell, and Tom Steyer.
They have to know that they're costing votes for the top Democratic vote getter. You know, even if there is five Democrats at the end of the day, there still is some chance that they would split up the vote so much.
Candidates who polled in the single digits in the recent PPIC poll are responding. Former State Controller Betty Yee, former Secretary of Health and Human Services Javier Becerra, and former State Assemblymember Ian Calderon say their names will be on the ballot. And this from State Superintendent of Schools Tony Thurmond.
Bernie Sanders was right. Our political system is rigged. The California Democratic Party is essentially telling every candidate of color in the race for governor to drop